Welcome to Identity Church Sunday Morning Message, where sonship is revealed. Stay tuned at the end of this message to receive more information about resources available through Identity Church. Now grab your Bible, sit back, and enjoy a message from Identity Church that is already in progress.
Woo! What's that? What? Don't suck. And you know what? If I do, it's okay. Because God loves me anyway. Right? Woo, it's a hard act to follow. Like everyone else, I was so blessed by this conference and changed and ministered to, and I still feel like I'm up here, and what a blessing. And thank you, Pastor Charlie, for this opportunity to come up and share my heart, because God had laid on my heart a while back that he wanted me to share some things that I've been going through, because we're a vulnerable house, right? Which is really funny, because he's been telling all of this to me a while ago, and I was a little resistant at first, but you know what? God is awesome, and God is amazing, and he wants us to talk about him and what he does and how he changes us and how he heals us and what he does in our life. So that's why I'm here. And I believe that God wants us to use our testimony and the things that we go through in the trials for his glory. Amen? Amen. It's not about, you know, when I take a minute to share, and I'm going to keep it brief because, you know, I see the time, and that's okay, but here, I pray before I came up here, God, just help me to only say what you want me to say. Okay, so a lot of this is just going to, but that's okay, because God is God. And I had a really, really rough year. You came up here, Ron, and said, did you have a hard year? I've had the last 10 months have been tough. I'm going to be honest with you. They've been tough. And it kind of is like giving birth. I mean, when you're going through stuff and you're just going through and you think, okay, it's getting better. And then it's like, wham, something else comes on. And I think we go through seasons. You know, we go through seasons. And in James 1, verse 2 through 4, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You know, that's a powerful scripture. And it's not one that I really enjoyed reading the first time I read it. I thought, no. Number one, how can you consider it joy to go through trials? I didn't get it. First time I read that, I'm like, that didn't even make sense. So I just moved on. I get it. You know why? Because God is God, and no matter what we go through, he is always with us. And the season that I've been through started last November, and I had some oral surgery done. No big deal, right? Had some things done before, no big deal. A couple days, I was fine. Not this time. I ended up having a lot of complications. Have been through some of the worst pain I've ever been through in my life. And it just kept dragging on and dragging on, and nobody could figure out what was wrong and why am I having all this pain, and I'm going to the surgeon, and nobody can figure out what's wrong. Why am I having all this pain? And all I want is just to be out of the pain, right? Because we don't want to be in pain. And so I'm frustrated because nobody can figure out what's wrong. And that's a real frustrating place to be. And so I just prayed and I prayed and I prayed and spent time in the Word and talked to some people. But during this time, while I'm going through this, and it wasn't short, it wasn't very long after I'd had the surgery and I'm in all this pain, my sister's husband passed away with no warning, had a heart attack. So I go to the funeral a week after the surgery. And then on top of that, which that's been a very difficult situation, you know, when your family is hurting, you're hurting, right? So it's hard to see people go through things. And then on top of that, one of our sons went through a very difficult separation, which affected our grandchildren. Very difficult thing, you know. And again, when people around you that you love are hurting, it's hard. It's hard. And then... not long after that, another one of our sons went through a very, very, very difficult situation that, again, we're far away, so it's hard for us to be there. And, you know, having that separation, just really difficult. And then not too long ago, there was another death in the family that really affected our children, our older children. So all this has been going on, and I'm thinking, whoa, God, what's going on here? And I want to be honest with you, and you know, I want to say to you that I've handled all of this with, you know, I've handled it, you know, I've been in prayer, and I have been, and I've handled it well, and I got to tell you, I've had some days I didn't want to get out of bed. I had one particular Sunday, and I want to bring this up, which is not even in my notes, but you know what, I'm going, like Brian said, can we just talk? So I'm going to just be, let's just be family, okay? Let's just be family. God said, forget all that. Let's just be family. So I didn't want to come to church. I'm hurting. I'm upset. I'm down. I'm mad. I'm just having one of those days. And I'm not saying I was like that every day, but I was having one of those days. And I'm like, I don't want to be around anybody. Sorry, nothing personal. But I just didn't want to. And God said to me, get up and go to church. And he was kind of strong with me, so I'm like, okay. When Papa speaks to you like that, you better do what he says. If I've learned anything, I've learned that. So I did. And, wow. All I can say is that it just, like, God brought people around me to minister to me that I didn't ask them. I didn't go to anybody and say, you know, it's just the Holy Spirit was moving, and God brought these people around me, and they prayed for me, and just something just broke. It just broke off of me that, you know what? I'm going to choose to walk in joy. I'm going to choose to walk in peace. I'm not going to let this stuff get me down. I'm going to go to the Word of God every day. I'm going to pray, and I am going to consider it all joy for any trial that I go through, because you know what? It's brought me closer to Him. It's brought me closer to him. My intimacy with him has increased. I can't even tell you how much in the last 10 months. You know why? Because my face is on that floor. And I didn't know what else to do. I'm like, God, I don't know what else to do. I don't know how to deal. How do I deal with this? I mean, the pain was so bad. I couldn't, I don't know if, when you have pain in your up here, in your face, it's like it's right there on your brain, you know? It's just, I'm sorry, I'm bad about microphones. But God, the Most High, the Exalted God, the God higher than every false God, He is the Almighty, the God of might, the ruler of all. He will take the most difficult situation, no matter what trial we're going through, no matter what situation we're going through, no matter if it's pain, loss, separation, relationship issues, I mean, I don't know, on and on and on, the thing, storms. And the title of what I was talking about today is about God. I just lost it. But anyway, it's about his protection in the storm. And when I asked Charlie if I could speak, because I felt like God wanted me to be honest and share and talk about how awesome he is and how he gets us through these things, I didn't know that there was going to be a hurricane coming. And so guess what I'm talking about, God, the storms in our lives. And here's this great big storm brewing out there, right? And you want to see panic? What was it, Wednesday, Thursday? Did any of you happen to go to a gas station or a grocery store? Oh, my goodness. You know, people are just freaking out, and they're panicking, and they're scared, and they're frightened. And I thought, but God... You know, do we choose peace or do we choose panic? Right? Because if the storm comes this way, we got the great protector. I don't think it's going to come this way. I agree with Susie. But were you the one that said that? Yeah. But anyway, whoever said it. But you know what? If it does, it's okay. It doesn't matter because God is the great protector. And I've been meditating on Psalm 91, and I know a lot of you are familiar with Psalm 91. And in Psalm 91, the psalm is about God's protection. And I just want to read a little bit of it. I'm not going to read the whole psalm. But he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Do you trust Him? Do you trust Him? Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Now, we just came out of a conference called The Nest, and we have eagles up here, the wings. I think there's significance there. And God's been talking to me a lot about his wings. His wings of protection. And it's a metaphor. You know, his wings, it's a metaphor of his protection over us. And I don't know if any of you have ever seen a mother hen protecting her chicks. Anybody live on a farm? Or when there's danger coming, say a hawk or whatever, the mother hen does not chase her chicks around. She spreads her wings and she clucks. And I'm not going to do that. I thought about it. I thought about it because I'm a preschool teacher, so, you know, hey, there's a little bit of that in me. But I have no dignity at all at work. I mean, I'll be a chicken or whatever. But and the chicks hear the mother, and they hear her call, and they come under her wings. And she protects them from the danger. So when we are in danger, or we feel fear, or we have situations going on, God is calling to us to come under his wings. He's calling us. Do you hear him? He's calling you. We don't need to be afraid. And I've struggled with, over the years, I've struggled with fear. I've struggled with anxiety. I've struggled with those things. And sometimes still do. And when I went through all this pain, I did have some struggles in those areas. Because some things can trigger. And I got that word from someone that, you know, you have to be careful about triggers. Because things can trigger you into things that you used to do that maybe you don't do anymore. But we have to be mindful of that. And the enemy knows. He knows our triggers. You know, and I tell him, just get behind me. You know, get away from me. Because he knows our triggers. But he has no power over us. Amen? He has no power. God does not promise to protect us from trials, but to protect us in trials. Amen? We're going to go through trials. I mean, the word tells us you're going to go through stuff. You are. But you know what? Are you going to go through it in peace? Are you going to go through it in joy? Or are you going to go through it in panic? Are you going to go through it in worry and fear? And here's the thing that it comes down to, and this, God really laid this on me. It's our choice, and it's all about our mindset and our heart condition. Our mindset and our heart condition, does it line up with God's word? First of all, if we're not lining up with God's word, we're going to have issues. Okay, so we need to know his word because we need to line up with his word. We also need to be aware that feelings are just feelings. You know, this is something I told you, I teach little ones. And one of the things I teach them is it's okay to have feelings. Any feeling is okay. Doesn't matter what it is, it's okay. But feelings have no power over you. That does not mean that you have to react from that. Okay? So we either respond or we react. So when we're going through trials in life, when we're going through difficulties, when we got a hurricane out there brewing, you know, and, oh, it's a five, it's the big, I don't know if you've heard some of the news. Oh, my, turn it off. But, you know, oh, it's a five, it's the biggest storm we've ever had. It's going to cause major devastation and like we've never seen. But God. And you know what? I'm not going to fall into fear. I'm not, and I'm going to choose to believe, and I'm going to know that I know that God is the protector. God is our shelter, our shadow, our refuge, our fortress, our feathers and wings, our shield, our buckler, our refuge, our dwelling place. God is our strong tower. He's everything. He's everything. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. Praise God. It's up to us to make the decision to seek the refuge. Okay, I think that's what I would, really God wants me to stress more than anything. It's up to us to make the decision on what we're going to do when we face trials. because we do have a choice. And we don't have to respond like the rest of the world. And people would come to me when I was going through all this pain. I don't have this either, but I guess I'm going to share it. And I was going through all this pain, and I don't know what it is, but it's like a human nature thing. It's like if somebody, certain people, I don't know if you have people like this in your life, but it's like they want to dwell on the negative. They want to dwell on, you know, the difficulties. I have some people like that in my life. And so they want to just keep asking me about it and asking me about it and asking me. And I made a decision. I don't want to talk about it because I'm talking about that I'm healed. Okay? I'm not talking about it anymore. I'm not talking about whether I have pain, whether I don't have pain, what I deal with, what I don't deal with. I'm healed in Jesus' name. I proclaim it right there and right now in front of everyone that I am healed in Jesus' name. I may have a symptom here and there, but you know what? It doesn't matter because I believe God's promise. And God's promise says, I'm healed in Jesus' name. And I'm proclaiming that I am healed in Jesus' name. I am persuaded. Woo! Man, I was about ready to jump up here with them on that one. I'm like, yeah, we all need to come up here and just, I am persuaded because the word of God says I am healed. So I'm only going to talk about it if I'm talking about it to give him the glory. Because I give him all the glory. I give all him the glory that even if I have pain, I have joy. Even if I struggle, I have joy. Even if I'm having a bad day, I have the joy of the Lord. I have his peace. Did you feel the peace in here today? Ooh, man, during the praise and worship, the peace of God. Do we choose peace or do we choose panic? What is your choice? There are several scriptures. I'm going to start wrapping it up here. There are several scriptures about God's wings in the word. Deuteronomy 32:11, like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that hovers over its young, he spreads his wings and caught them and carried them on his pinions. Psalm 17:8, keep me as the apple of the eye, hide me in the shadow of your wings. Psalm 61:4, let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings, Selah. Psalm 63:7, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. That's one of my favorites. I sing for joy. Using the imagery of his wings help us to understand the intimacy of his protection. I believe that's why that imagery is in the word. And this is to, because our relationship with him, our intimacy with him, our coming under his wings, our allowing him to be our papa in any situation that we're going through is what changes us. It's what heals us. It's what shifts us. Everyone's talking about the shift. I believe the shift is that people are going to get revelation on a level that they never have. I believe that in this house, just like Pastor Charlie has said, there's going to be people coming here that are so hurt. They're so damaged. They don't understand what's going on. They don't understand what love is. And this house is going to show them what love is. Because that's what it's all about. I have a shirt, I almost wore it, but it says more love. And I just believe that it's all about love. The love of Christ. The love of Christ. God loved us so much that he sent his son to die for us. And I believe that when we remember how much he loves us, that we remember that he is always there for us. And I have one more little story I just want to share because I think it really illustrates and it ties in with the whole bird thing and wings and, you know, which is what God has been speaking to me for the last month, even before the conference. And this is a true story. I don't know if you all remember the fires in California that were really bad. Well, after the fires, the crews or whatever, they were out cleaning up and doing whatever, I don't know, whatever they do after something like that. And they came upon this large bird that was just sitting there and had burned to death. And it had, but it could have flown away. It had wings. But it was just there. And it was, you could tell that it, that's what had happened to it. It had just burned to death. And the person thought, well, that's really weird, you know, and he kind of poked at it. And as he poked at it, out from underneath it came the baby chicks. True story. That mother protected those chicks when she could have flown away. She could have saved herself. And she chose to stay and protect her chicks so that they could live. And that's what Christ did for us. He didn't have to do that. But so that we could live in everything that he has promised us, he died for us. He sacrificed. And to me, that is such a perfect illustration of the love of God for us, that he would be willing to sacrifice. So we have no reason to fear. That's how much he loves you. We have no reason to worry. I mean, that's not saying that we won't. Trust me, I'm a human being. I'm not standing up. I'm preaching to myself. Okay, I'm not. I know that we're human, and I'm not in any way saying there's something wrong with you if you have some fear or some worry. We all struggle. We all struggle. We all go through stuff. But you know what? When you are going through it, remember where to go. That's the thing. It's not about whether or not you have these struggles, it's about where do you go. And make sure to remember always how much God loves you. Because he will rescue you, protect you, answer you, be within trouble with you, deliver you, honor you, satisfy you, show you his salvation. He loves us. So we can choose joy or we can focus on our trials. It's our choice. He will never leave us or forsake us. And again, I think, you know, it comes down again to your heart condition. So if there is anything that you're struggling with, and I know this is, you know, all the whole conference, get it right with God. Get it right with God. You know, we carry stuff. I have stuff. I realized through the conference that there was something that, and I'm not going into this because we're going to wrap it up, but there was something that happened to me when I was 15 and I never really dealt with it. So, you know, we just need to deal with the stuff when God brings it up. And remember that and Rodney, you when you were talking about Jesus in the boat, actually had that as one of my scriptures to use today about Jesus being in the boat with the disciples and the storm came up. And you know what caught me when I was reading, and you know how we get new revelation on things, and I've read this scripture so many times and I've used it in sermons, but Jesus was asleep. He was like, knocked out asleep in the storm, during the storm, if you read scriptures. Take a nap. Go take a nap. Seriously. No, but the disciples woke him up. I just never caught it before. He was asleep. Here's this big old storm and Jesus is asleep. Why? Because he's a God of peace. He's a God of peace. And his disciples wake him up and they're like, oh, you know, they're all freaking out. And why are you asleep? And, you know, what are we going to do? And they're all scared. And what is the first thing Jesus did? Calm the storm, first thing. He spoke to it. That's his power. So different than that. Well, he did that too. Kind of. But he spoke to the storm. That's his power. And it stopped like that. Praise God. And then he rebuked the disciples about their faith. He gave them a little slap, hand slap. So again, we're human. I mean, these are his disciples. And they got afraid. And they had him right. He was right there. He's like right there. And they got afraid. I mean, you had Jesus in your boat. But you know what? We have Jesus in our boat. We are the boat. We are the boat. Amen. We are the boat. So I speak that over all of you. We're the boat. We're the boat. Yeah. I could be a small yacht. I'm a what? I'm a sailboat. That's right. I'm a sailboat. Woo. But praise God. Praise God. Because, you know, I mean, that gives me comfort because I'm thinking, if they have Jesus right there in the boat and they're panicking and they're getting scared, that kind of gives me, like, you're okay, Lisa. You know, you get some fear here every once in a while. It's okay. It's okay. You're human. God loves you. It's okay. But remember who he is and his power. Because he is. Woo! His power. Praise God. Whew. His power. I'm not afraid of no storm. Are you? No matter what kind of storm it is, remember his power. And that's it. Praise God. Listen, as you go about, as you leave this place, remember he's with you. He's with you. And God, we thank you because you are a powerful, amazing, awesome God. And we thank you for blessing us and loving us the way that you do. And that it gives us that freedom to be who you've called us to be. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into today's message from Identity Church. To know more about us, go to identitychurch.net, where you'll find resources such as a calendar, media, and upcoming events. You may also download an app for your mobile device from the Apple App Store or Google Play. Then from your mobile device, you can hear our messages, read from the Bible, take notes, connect with us on social media, and even pay your tithe. Again, thank you for tuning in to today's message from Identity Church.